I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think we can mark him down, JP, as another person that believes going back to the Browns' old ways with Kevin Stefanski will lead to a lot more success this next year.
But he wanted to go even further back, though. He wanted to go back to Minnesota, Kevin Stefanski. Yeah. And Stump spent 4 years with Stefanski. To spend 4 years with Stefanski and be like, you know what I liked better? Those Case Keenum days. You notice how he didn't bring up the Baker Mayfield days in any sort of way. Like, I thought that was really interesting. He had a lot of opportunity to have firsthand experience with Stefanski and be like, this is what he does best. And even he was like, I want the Minnesota version.
I just think what's interesting with Stump is he is keeps it 100, as people on social media have pointed out. But also, like, he does walk a line. Like, he had multiple. We gave him multiple openings that if you have something specific to say, here it goes. And he didn't really. Like, he says, like, the Haslams are supportive, but didn't necessarily, as a matter of fact, said, you know, they don't really necessarily interfere in a negative way. And I mean, even with some of the differing moves, I mean, the Callahan thing is really super strong. Like, that's a really super strong take, but it's not necessarily pointed at anyone specifically.
No, which is like, in hindsight, if you wanted to let him go to the Titans, coaching for his son or not coaching for his son, you got to get a pick out of that. And I don't think he's wrong. I didn't think he was wrong then in the moment. I think we were saying very similar things.
I mean, I the only thing I would say is, because again, I agree with him. I think Bill Callahan, it's between Callahan and Stoutland in Philly, and maybe one or two other guys for the absolute no BS best O-line coaches in the game, because they consistently outperform the expectations no matter whether they have talent or not. But to me, the bigger failure was then going to Andy Dickerson. Like, the problem is they didn't stick the landing. You could have let Bill Callahan go, but if you had gone out there, even the Bloomdiddler, Bloomgren, right? Even if you had gone to him last year, that would have made a hell of a lot more sense for what you wanted to do going forward.
Yeah, so there was a couple openings that Stump had there, and he was like one question away from me being like, are you just mad at the Browns? Like, are you just mad at how it all went down? But you could see he kind of leveled things out in an interesting way. I don't know that the Browns with Stefanski are going to be able to get back to any version of Minnesota. I think he's evolved too much. I don't think that part exists, though, Nick.
Yeah, I think it's a little pie in the sky to suggest I don't want to say the only change, but the biggest change you're making is Deshaun gone, and now we're back to the offense. Just because, like, when the Browns, when Stefanski took over, and they had that had been a thing that had been building for 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. Including across two different regimes there. So that was primed for a jump start. They've never had to start, though, from where they're starting now.
Right, yeah.
They've never had to start from 3-14. And you add that to a lot of this is just, well, these guys have been around, so we know they can do it. Yeah, but guys do run out of legs. You know, like, there's a chance that a lot of the guys they're counting on either can't stay healthy or they just don't have it anymore. You know, like, I think that's the one thing that we're not, because we fall back on, well, Betonio. That's assuming Betonio can, I think Wyatt Teller can still do it. He's also 30. Posick's had like a good season of football as a center. Conklin's older. You get to the defensive side of the ball, like, yeah, Miles and Denzel were very good individually last year. The rest of the defense wasn't, and they still are piecemealing a lot of the production, similar to the thing that I think let them down last year, and you might have less depth this year. So it's just interesting. Like, I really do understand what they're going for, but it feels a little bit like they're built on a house of cards when it comes to the idea of, well, we're just running it back to what we used to do.
Well, I think it's a good point you make. Like, we are kind of just playing with an assumption that the, like, even Betonio had struggles last year. We're playing with the assumption that someone like that's going to come back and just be good. And these guys do get older, and then you do have injuries, and there's just a lot to have to account for in an NFL season.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys on this. Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com columnist, coming up in just about 15 minutes here. But as we are having this conversation, we did ask Stump about the Kemp cupcake allegations, which he would neither, he didn't agree with, but didn't necessarily refute.
I mean, he was in charge of some parts of the camp. That's why I think he would not, you know what I mean? He's not going to sit there and throw himself under the bus.
What parts? Did he choose the Greenbrier?
Not the Greenbrier.
Is Stump a Greenbrier-Waltz guy?
He does not seem like a Greenbrier-Waltz guy.
Okay.
No. There's definitely
portions,
though.
Because I feel like there are a lot of Stumps in West Virginia.
There are definitely portions that you'd go to camp, though, and you'd see who's the only one yelling right now on the field. Oh, it's Stump Mitchell losing his mind. Like, there were definitely, that definitely was a part of it. I wondered if he had almost too much investment into how the camp was shaped to be able to say it was Camp Cupcake or not.
So there are two things we're going to play here. One is Brown safety Grant Delpit, who was on the best podcast available, talking about how different the intensity is this year at OTAs.
That was a big emphasis coming in. Maybe, you know, it was a little bit too lax last year. Maybe we need to go a little harder this year. So if it's any question about it, I think it's, you know, we need to attack it at a higher rate, higher speed every day. You know, obviously it wasn't good enough last year, so something needs to change. And it starts with our effort, for real. So that's what we're focusing on right now, controlling what we control. Now, we can't do too much physical, you know, violence and stuff like that. So just making sure our tempo is as up as it can be.
Like, yeah, wants people to just throw haymaker.
That's true. Like, I know to get better at physical violence, the only real remedy is more physical violence.
Let's fight fire with fire, yeah. Nick. Let's make this reality.
Now, if we compare that to Nathan Zegar was on with the Morning Boys earlier today and talked about maybe what these OTAs are looking like and how it corresponds to maybe previous years.
This is a completely different OTA than we've seen with the Cleveland Browns in recent years. The number of reps, the intensity of rep, all of it. I think having these quarterbacks is kind of spurring that on. Maybe not from the intensity standpoint, but the number to get all the work. So you're having a team that's getting a lot more work out of their OTAs than they have in the past. And I'm telling you this right now because I've talked about it with numerous coaches on this team. You're going to see, fans, when you come to training camp this year, longer, harder, more demanding training camp practices than you've seen in recent years from the Cleveland Browns.
Now you're going to see less of them because you're only allowed to see six practices.
Yeah.
But when you do go, oh, you're going to notice these are longer and tougher practices there. That's a shot at the Browns, not at Nathan, I promise. There's a part of me that respectfully, my answer is I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, and we'll have opportunities. We'll be out there. We'll see what happens.
At least six.
I know. I mean, I
not
just,
for us.
Just not I mean, for us. Yeah, we'll be
we'll
there.
Get like three.
Well, so last year, what's interesting? So the ones that Stump were involved in, we didn't really hear the same thing. And then last year, I remember just so many people were like, "Yeah, this is like Club Med." Was the other term they kept using. It was Camp Cupcake, and this is like Club Med. And it just became the prevailing thought throughout training camp that Kevin just had this lackadaisical nature to himself about it all.
I could see if Kevin felt last year we don't have enough guys healthy. We don't want to get more guys in the IR. I'm going to lighten up on camp a little bit. What's interesting is you haven't gotten any younger. And there's a reason that veteran coaches on veteran teams will pull back on the gas and not go too hard or too heavy with training camp is you do start to worry about, you know, too physical of a training camp with an older team can lead to more injuries. So it's interesting that at least the attempt here is we're going to be, and again, I can't.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM
time, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bash it because I want a more physical team. I want a team that doesn't collapse when they get punched in the face. And my biggest knock on Kevin is I don't think that's the guy to lead you out of 3-14 right now. Because I don't think he has, like, when things are good, I think guys love playing for Kevin. When things are bad, I don't think guys love playing for the Cleveland Browns. I think that is related to what style of coach you have, although it's not all Kevin's fault. That's not what I'm trying to say. So there's a part of it that's like, cool, let's see an actual tougher camp here. You got to acknowledge the risk, though, that the first time a couple guys pop ACLs, there will be some natural pushback in that order.
Well, or how about the idea that we have two joint practices this year, too?
Yeah.
And so with two joint practices, you got twice the opportunity than most teams to have injuries, to have all sorts of what we're talking about. Well, it's almost as if they're overcorrecting. We haven't even seen them do it yet, but we're wondering if they're going to overcorrect. And instead of having that label Camp Cupcake, maybe they turn into, like, I don't know, Belichick on steroids.
All right. Not to be that guy. I also don't know that I believe it.
Well, that's the other. We got to wait to see. We don't know yet.
So I think that there's going to be more practice because I think you're going to try and you are trying to do this.
It's naturally going to look busier, right? When you have four quarterbacks competing for a job and you use two different fields to do so to the point where media members that go can't even watch it all because there are just so many things happening just by the nature of it all. It's going to look like a traffic jam.
So I think that's like, I don't think that this is about we got to get tougher and we got to. No, I don't think that's what this is about.
We're doing like
about.
A Cavs postseason convo.
Yeah. And maybe they just need tougher training camps. I've been saying it for the Cavs for a while.
I thought the city of Cleveland was pretty tough. What happened here?
Kenny's Camp Cupcake days over. Oh, wait, that says Kevin's. I think this is about the quarterbacks. And I think that's where, again, like the ambitiousness of this thing. I think if the Browns get a glow up and because they had a tougher camp, it's not going to be because that was like the goal or Kevin's turn. It's now... Kevin's now like he's no longer Kevin the Coddler. He's Kevin the Badass, right? It's not because of that.
Kevin the Badass?
I don't think it happens. He's got an earring. One earring.
He all of a sudden gets like a goatee. He shows up with like, the leather bike jackets and everything.
And Zubaz pants. You know.
Zubaz
pants. Well, he's bringing them back. Badasses are bringing back Zubaz. That's a real thing. That's a word on the street.
Kick his ass, Zubaz.
Too soon. Now, if you do get some kind of glow up from this, I think it's going to be incidental. Meaning, like, I don't expect this going forward. I think Kevin's turned over a new leaf. I think Kevin is Kevin. I think he's settled into who he is and what he believes, and I think he very much believes in his system, his thing, how they do things, and some of it's negotiable, but most of it isn't. And that's okay, by the way. He's earned, going on 6 years, he's earned it to some degree. I just am a little skeptical that all of a sudden we're going to get Coach Hardass out there.
I don't think we're going to get that because it's just not in his nature. Like at some point, Kevin Stefanski is still just who Kevin Stefanski is. But I will say this. I'm expecting to see like a more energized Kevin Stefanski and a more refreshed Kevin Stefanski and someone that feels like he's got something to actually coach for. Because last year, again, going into that training camp, man, something was off. It's as if he knew Deshaun Watson wasn't ever going to get there, but he was having to play the hits and do what he was being told or something because it just didn't look right.
I mean,
part of it looked right.
I think it would make sense if last year the entire organization felt, not even just the locker room, if everyone just felt the weight of everything that had happened the two previous years. And that they probably had an idea that the offense was going to be a real problem, that it wasn't gelling, and some of that was some of the stuff Stump talked about. Some of it was maybe just some things naturally happening with Deshaun, but we'll see. I think this is a, hey, it's cool if it happens. I don't know if I'm putting stock into it just yet.
Yeah, and I don't know that we need to monitor it day by day. I think it'll be one of those things when we go out to camp the first couple times, we'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, this is different. And that's really all you have to really take in.
Are Kevin's camp cupcake days over? And do you think that would be the right move for the Cleveland Browns? 216-474-0092. I am kind of happy they're not going to Greenbrier. That always felt like a made-up thing.
It was a boondoggle.
Mostly because the noise they were trying to get away from, I think, was local media, not spouses or any of the other distractions guys have everywhere they go. However, I digress. Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com columnist, will talk the Cavs, what to do with them, the Shane Bieber news, and Camp Cupcake with Kevin Stefanski and the changes the Browns want to make in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.